Hello, this is Jermaine. Welcome to Eternal Good News. Do fossils in rocks show evolution from non-living matter to simple living kinds and up to more and more complex kinds? In the last section of Chapter 10 of Darwin's Origin of Species, Darwin wrote, "There is another and allied difficulty which is much more serious. I allude to the manner in which species belonging to several of the main divisions of the animal kingdom suddenly appear in the lowest known fossiliferous rocks." And in the same section, Darwin later wrote, "To the question why we do not find rich fossiliferous deposits belonging to these assumed earliest periods prior to the Cambrian system, I can give no satisfactory answer." You can now understand that even Darwin knew that the fossils did not show evolution from non-living matter to simple kinds of life, and then to the more and more complex kinds of life. More than 100 years have been spent in search for fossils in Precambrian rocks, but the situation has not changed. In the Cambrian rocks, crustaceans are crustaceans. Crustaceans were crustaceans. Echinoderms were echinoderms. Arrow worms were arrow worms. And mollusks were mollusks, just as they are now. The sudden appearance of complicated life forms in the sedimentary rocks show creation rather than evolution. Darwin had to admit this. You need to understand this also. Further ponder the fact that lying on crystalline basement rocks are sedimentary rocks with all different kinds of fossils from place to place, not just Cambrian. In Chapter 10, Darwin also wrote, "One, namely, the distinctness of specific forms and their not blended together by innumerable transitional links is a very obvious difficulty." And later in the same chapter, in the fifth section, Darwin wrote, "The abrupt manner in which whole groups of species suddenly appear in certain formations has been urged by several paleontologists, for instance, by Gassetts, Pictic, and Sedgwick, as a fatal objection to the belief in the transmutation of species." Now you can understand that even Darwin knew that the fossil evidence did not support the theory of evolution. Has the situation changed since the time of Darwin? No, not at all. The evolutionist G.G. Simpson wrote, "It is a feature of the known fossil record that most taxa appear abruptly. They are not, as a rule, led up to by a sequence of almost imperceptible changing forerunners, such as Darwin believes should be usual in evolution." No, you can understand that conditions have not changed since the time of Darwin. The missing links are still missing. In fact, the whole chain is missing. Dr. Herbert Nielsen, former director of the Botanical Institute in Lund, Sweden, wrote, in his book Synthetische Artbildung on page 1212, "The fossil material is now so complete that the lack of transitional series cannot be explained as due to scarcity of material. The deficiencies are real. They will never be filled." Charles Darwin wrote in his journal of the Beagle Voyage under the date January 9, 1834, "It is impossible to reflect on the changed state of the American continent without the deepest astonishment. Formerly it must have swarmed with great monsters. Now we find mere pygmies compared with the antecedent allied races." Darwin saw this problem to his theory. This is the opposite of evolution. The animals that were destroyed by the worldwide flood were larger than the animals today. This is degeneration, not evolution. That's the opposite. Darwin also understood that extinction is what the fossils show, not evolution. Darwin wrote at the same time, What then has exterminated so many species and whole genera? The mind at first is irresistibly hurried into the belief of some great catastrophe. But thus to destroy animals, both large and small, in southern Patagonia, in Brazil, on the Cordillera of Peru, in North America, up to the Bering Strait, we must shake the entire framework of the globe. Darwin saw the truth, but did not accept it. There was indeed a great flood catastrophe. Extinction is the opposite of evolution. You need to consider that more than 90% of the different kinds of animals that lived on Earth are now extinct. Extinction is the fact of the fossil record, not evolution. When an animal dies today, it is either eaten by other animals or rots. It leaves no fossil in rock strata. The same thing is true for fish. When we examine sedimentary rocks, we find an entirely different situation. Vast amounts of animals and fish were buried and rapidly fossilized before even some of them had time to rot. Fossil fish show by the prints of their bodies in the rocks that they were fleeing for their lives when they were suddenly covered with mud that became rock. Soft parts were covered with mud that became rock so rapidly that you can see the fossil prints of the soft plants today. Worms are very soft, but they left fossil prints in the sedimentary rocks. They must have been covered very rapidly by material that became rock. How do you account for this? There must have been a great catastrophe. Yes, the fossils tell us that there was a great flood that suddenly swept the earth. Vast amounts of sand and mud were swept across the face of the earth by great waves that suddenly trapped and covered fish, plants, and animals. The sedimentary rocks tell us about this great catastrophe. Vast areas of the earth are covered with sedimentary rock strata that were laid down stratum upon stratum in rapid succession, without erosion in between. Nothing like this is happening today. No river delta is covering such a vast area. Even the largest rivers cover only small areas in their floods. You find that layer after layer of vegetation was swept in by water and rapidly covered over and turned into coal by the great pressures before it could rot. Various kinds of sea life are often found on top of and between layers of coal. Corals and deep-sea crinoids often alternate with layers of coal. This shows that the waves were from the ocean that smashed the trees and vegetation and then deposited them over vast areas in layer upon layer. The waves must have been huge. Vast areas of the earth are covered with water-laid vegetation that became coal because of high pressures. The pressure from the water above, the waves passed over. Dr. Herbert Nielsen discussed the brown coal of Geiseltal, Germany. Many of the plants are tropical. The coal also contains remains of animals, including animals of the steppe habitat. Entire strata of leaves are found that are still green but shredded, which shows that they were buried very rapidly. Animal tissues and skin have retained their fine structure. Also, the colors of insects are preserved. The very process of fossilization, with silica invading the tissues, must have occurred fast, blitzschnell, almost instantaneously, in Nielsen's opinion. Evolutionists believe that rock strata were formed gradually in place over long periods of time. However, the fossils show that the strata were laid down rapidly by giant waves of water. Different kinds of animals lived in different locations and elevations, just as they do now. These different life zones caused them to be buried by the great waves of the flood at different levels as the water level rose and as the strata were built up. Mammals are found buried in the upper strata and rock fissures. They were able to flee upward until there was no place left to go, and then buried by the giant waves. The Apostle Peter wrote, "Know this first of all, that in the last days mockers will come with their mocking, following after their own lusts and saying, Where is the promise of his coming? For ever since the fathers fell asleep, all continues just as it was from the beginning of creation. For when they maintain this, it escapes their notice that by the word of God the heavens existed long ago, and the earth was formed out of water and by water, through which the world at that time was destroyed, being flooded with water. But the present heavens and earth, by his word, are being reserved for fire, kept for the day of judgment and destruction of ungodly men. 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 3 through 7. But do not let this one fact escape your notice, beloved, that with the Lord one day is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is one day. The Lord is not slow about his promise, as some count slowness, but is patient toward you, not wishing for any to perish, but for all to come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come like a thief, in which the heavens will pass away with a roar, and the elements will be destroyed with intense heat, and the earth and its works will be burned up. 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 3 through 10. Repent, and let each of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Acts chapter 2, verse 38. The good news is that Jesus, Messiah, died for our sins according to the Scriptures. Jesus, Messiah, was buried. Jesus, Messiah, rose on the third day according to the Scriptures. You can have the forgiveness of your sins in Messiah, eternal life, a home in heaven. Believe in Jesus now. Confess your faith in him. Repent and be baptized, immersed in water, in the name of Jesus Messiah for the forgiveness of your sins, and you shall receive the Holy Spirit as a gift. Acts chapter 2, verse 38. Amen. If you would like a free New Testament, a free Bible correspondence course, or a free copy of this study, please write to Congregation of Messiah, Box 5333, Edmond, Oklahoma, 73083, United States of America. That is Box 5333. Edmond is spelled E-D-M-O-N-D. Oklahoma is abbreviated OK. The postal index zip code is 73083, United States of America. Thank you for being with me. This is Jermaine Lockwood. Have a good eternity.
Softly and tenderly Jesus is calling, calling for you and for me. See on the portals he's waiting and watching, watching for you and for me. Come home, come home, ye who are weary, come home. Earnestly, tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling, oh, say. Tarry when Jesus is pleading, pleading for you and for me. Why should we linger and heed not his mercies, mercies for you and for me? Time is now fleeting, the moments are passing.